Most residents were sleeping when the earthen dam collapsed, sending 70 million cubic feet of water crashing down on their homes. The muddy torrent destroyed hundreds of houses in the suburbs southwest of Jakarta. Local television showed images of bodies and debris floating by what was left of the community. Emergency rescue services went in with rubber boats to get survivors. Many had climbed to the rooftops to escape the flood. Residents compared the wave of water that hit them to a tsunami. This man says about 5 o'clock in the morning, he heard the dam collapsed, and all of a sudden the water rushed towards the houses. He says the water was as high as 4 meters. Indonesian authorities say torrential rains were too much for the Dutch colonial-era dam. Indonesia's Vice President Yusuf Kalla and Welfare Minister Abrizal Bakri visited the disaster area. They promised government support for those who lost their homes. Indonesia often suffers from deadly floods and landslides during the rainy season. In 2007, at least 40 people were drowned in flooding in Jakarta. This latest disaster is likely to get worse. Authorities say there are still dozens missing and being rescued from what is left of their homes. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Bangkok.